This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the post-match podcast here live from Anfield, where Liverpool's title challenge has been left in tatters. They have lost 1-0 at home to Crystal Palace. It was another frustrating day for the Reds after that midweek loss to Atalanta. They were improved today. They did create chances, but they couldn't get it over the line. And when they dropped to third because of Manchester City's emphatic win over Luton Town on Saturday, it feels like it's over. I'm not sure if you can find any more positivity, Matt Addison, there, but it's a devastating blow for Liverpool's hopes of winning the title.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much succinctly summed up the situation. I think we knew that Liverpool basically had to win each of the last seven games. They've not only not won this game, but they've managed to just come away with another performance, really, where you're wondering where the next goal is going to come from. They had chances. Diogo Jota had probably the biggest one when it looked like a borderline open goal for them to get level. I felt if they could have found one, they might have gone on and found another one and picked Crystal Palace off, and that could have been a turning point, but it just didn't really feel like it was ever going to happen. It felt like one of those days, very similar to Thursday, really, where you just didn't really think that Liverpool could score or would score. If they did, as I say, the atmosphere would have changed. The players would have got themselves up. But I think they've just come to a point, really, where there's just too many players who are off the boil. We've spoken a lot about players being injured and being out. Obviously, it looks a lot better on paper when you've got the likes of Trent back and Diogo Jota and various others. But they're just clearly not at their absolute peak at the moment. They're far from it. Trent came on and, you know, his crossing just wasn't his usual self. I think Diogo Jota in two or three games' time would have probably found the back of the net with the opportunity that he had. You know, even Mohamed Salah, Dominic Szoboszlai, they've come back from injury but just not really looked like their true selves and not really shown that. And I think we saw that again today. It just didn't ever feel likely. It does feel like a bit of a hammer blow. There is still, obviously, an opportunity for Liverpool to go on and win the rest of their games and see what happens. But I think you look at the form of Manchester City, what they've done in the past, that looks really, really tricky now. If you're Arsenal as well, just about to kick off against Aston Villa, I mean, you're probably watching that game before you go out for the warm-up, and it's just everything that you want to see, really. Liverpool were really, really poor. The passing was probably a little bit better than Thursday. They were a little bit better in terms of creating and penning the opposition back. Obviously, you know, Crystal Palace are not as strong an opponent as what they faced in Europe, but yeah, it was just one of those performances, really. It feels like a game where this was the season, really. They had to win it. The rest of the matches now, you're looking at it and thinking, if anybody in this title race is going to drop points, it's probably Liverpool rather than the other two.
Yeah, like you look at the chances Liverpool created today. We've criticised them recently for not taking the chances. And while they weren't at the best, there are a few here. You can think, how have you not scored that? Like, Endo's hit the underside of the crossbar in the first half. Diaz, there's a great save from Henderson at the near post to deny him. Curtis Jones, one-on-one, puts it wide. Very similar to Diaz against Man City a few weeks ago, but at the other end. Like you said, the Jota one, where it's squared to him from by Szoboszlai, the keeper's taken out of it. And I think Nathaniel Clyne comes out of nowhere to get a block in. Salah's had one from close range. Palace just had so many bodies back. And Liverpool, when they were getting frustrated, they were just piling crosses into the box. But when your game plan is, oh, we've taken off Nunes and let's put Jota in, even though Jota's good in the air. Where you're against a team like Palace, that's not going to work. And Liverpool found that out today. We've had press conferences where Klopp's come out afterwards and said that Liverpool were running out of patience, they were trying to rush things. Here, it felt like in the final third, in the final 20 minutes, they were doing the right things, but they just don't have that confidence, that belief at the moment. Obviously, there's the tiredness there, the injuries, it's all come to a head at the wrong time. You're getting bodies back, but it's just everything's fallen apart. I reckon it's a bit of lost confidence as well from dropping those points to Manchester United twice. You're losing there at Old Trafford. They're just starting to have that seed of doubt and the emotion that's come into it as well. Well, we've been knowing that Jurgen Klopp's going to leave since January, and we've been saying these games, well, Liverpool beating Brighton, Forest right at the death, going, they can't have this energy for another 2-3 months. It's just started too far back. And that's what's cost Liverpool today. Maybe you look at that team, there's a few experienced players that have won everything, but there's a lot that haven't. And it's just all come to a head at the wrong time for Liverpool. And as you said, Arsenal and Man City just me rubbing their hands with glee. As I've already mentioned, City, they are top of the table as it stands after that emphatic 5-1 win over Luton. If Arsenal win at home to Aston Villa, which you'd expect them to do because they've been superb defensively in 2024, Liverpool stay third, points off both of them. And while running on paper, Liverpool's was kind of, and both those teams in the title chase have got to go away to Tottenham Hotspur. You're relying on other teams now, and that's never a position you want to be in.
No, and I think Manchester City, it's been said many times that they've struggled to score a goal, even at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, but they ended that for a start in the FA Cup earlier this season. And I think if it comes down to it, it's the second to last game, I think, that they go there by that point. If they have to go there and win, I'm pretty sure they will do that. They've done it before, they've shown it, and they've got that experience that maybe Liverpool has lacked a little bit in terms of the players. Obviously, we saw with Arsenal last season what happened to them. They fell off towards the end. Liverpool have done something similar. I think that's what it feels like. Obviously, we don't know how the rest of this season is going to go. I don't want to write off the final six games. It's still going to be important for Liverpool to perform and put in, you know, performances that are worthy of the last little stretch of having Jurgen Klopp in charge. But it just feels like it's come off the tracks a little bit in terms of the last few games. And you know, we've spoken so many times about them conceding the first goal. It was another example of that today. But at some point, as we said on Thursday, as we've said in the past over the last few weeks and months, there's only so many times that you can do that. Liverpool have been behind and have shown character. And obviously you can spin it in a certain way that they've shown character and they've come back. But at some point, you've just got to make your own life a little bit easier. And I think as soon as Crystal Palace score, it reinforces what has happened over the last few weeks. We've seen it in so many different examples now where Liverpool have been able to come back, even, you know, a Sheffield United or, you know, a team right at the bottom of the table has been able to put Liverpool in peril. And at some point, that peril is going to just tip over the edge and not just, you know, be a little bit of a threat, but actually derail you. And I think that's what has happened really in the last few games against Manchester United. They weren't ruthless enough in this game. They weren't just at the levels collectively. It just feels like they've managed to get themselves to a certain point. And at that certain point, you think, right, you just need to sustain that for the last quarter of this season. The first three quarters of the season, though, has clearly took a lot out of them. I think the impact of the extent of the injuries that they've had has probably been a little bit delayed. It's not just what I mentioned before in terms of, you know, Trent and Jota and whoever else. Alisson, obviously, coming back is a big positive, but none of them are at their peak. But it's not just that. It's what did Joe Gomez go through in, you know, January and February, playing every week because Liverpool needed him to? What did Wataru Endo expect when he came in last summer? It certainly wasn't to have played pretty much from the start in every game for a sustained period of time. You know, these players are players who've given everything to put Liverpool in this position, but it maybe just feels like it was one or two game games too many to be able to sustain it for across the full 38. So I think it maybe is a bit of a sign in terms of that. Liverpool look at, they're going to finish in the top three. They're going to be back into the Champions League, which I think most people would have expected at the start of this season. But in terms of a title charge, it was built, I think, a little bit in terms of the expectation of you'd get players back and they would be able to inject a little bit more quality. But it has felt for so many points in this season where Liverpool have just got one person back and somebody else goes off. Obviously, Conor Bradley was an example of that today where that has happened. It has looked a little bit better for them on that front in the last few weeks, but possibly it's just come a little bit too late in the season.
Yeah, like we were talking March time, February time, when Liverpool going through these games, how the fringe players were doing so well, how they were stepping up and just give Liverpool something to play for when the senior players have come back. and it has just fallen apart at the wrong time. Like, it's all very well having the positive of Alisson Becker's back today. Trent Alexander-Arnold just made his comeback today. Jota did in midweek. Maybe you'll see Stefan Pesetic before the end of the season, but what have they got left to fight for here? It's a massive ask for one of the title rivals to drop points, never mind both of them, for Liverpool to be in a position where they can win the league on the last day of the season. And then we all know how difficult going to Italy and getting three goals in Bergamo is going to be just to force extra time. It just feels like they've run out of energy. We don't want to be overly negative, but it's hard to pick the positives out of it because it is another... It's been a really horrible week for Liverpool on the pitch where they've just run out of ideas. They've not been clinical enough in front of goal. The final pass hasn't been there. And while we can say, oh, Alisson's back, he's made a couple of really good saves, it is another case of they've conceded a really early goal, which is avoidable. Like, they've got in down the right-hand side again, got behind Connor Bradley. Kanate's been dragged over and Eze's unmarked in the middle for a simple tap-in. And that is something we've seen far too often, not just this season. I'd say it's going back 2 years now for this conceding first thing. It's been back to the run-in of 21-22, when just as Liverpool beat Man City in that FA Cup semi-final, and it felt like they were at the top of their powers, could go on and achieve anything, they started conceding first. And for the last 2 years, that has been a recurring theme in this side. And it's something that Jurgen Klopp hasn't been able to eradicate, really. I don't want to say the manager's at fault here, to blame him for this, but we know that Liverpool have a certain way of playing, and if you defend against it the right way or you target those areas, when they have an off day, you can get results. And that's what Crystal Palace have shown us today.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You wonder what Klopp's saying in the dressing room there to pick them up, because it's a deflating end to the season here, even with another month of the campaign to go. Like, do you manage to get them back and keep fighting? The fact that they can maybe stay in title contention when these players, they'll know it's gone. They'll know it was gone when they dropped points against Manchester United because of the chances they wasted. The same as they'll know the Europa League's gone from the way they played against Atalanta. It is going to take the mammoth of all comebacks to turn this around in the final few weeks of the season.
Yeah, and I think you could see that on the pitch at the end. I saw Harvey Elliott had his head in his hands. Dominic Szoboszlai didn't really know which way to look. And it was just one of those performances that it was coming. By the end, you knew it was kind of not Liverpool's day very much so. And it just feels like it could be, you know, a moment where now, obviously, we don't know what's going to happen in the Europa League. I'm sure Liverpool will be able to go. But like you say, it's near impossible to ask them to come back away from home. It would have been hard enough. I'm sure we would have all expected a lot more, albeit Liverpool haven't performed at Anfield in the last couple of games. But I think we would have all been a lot more hopeful had the second leg been at home and they could have done something. But to go to Italy and do that is incredibly difficult, even when you're playing well, let alone when they're in a little bit of a rut. I think it's fair to say the last couple of games will have took it out of them, confidence-wise, goal-scoring-wise. I mean, the one thing that you need when you're three goals down in a European Cup tie is A, to go ahead, and B, to be clinical. And Liverpool just can't do either of those things at this moment in time. So I think that is the difficulty. You don't want Liverpool's season to tail off because of the fact that it's Jurgen Klopp's last few games. It's, you know, a period that should be celebratory. And at the very least, even if Liverpool don't go on and win the league, it should be that they go on and do everything they can to put the pressure onto the other teams. I think there is an opportunity for a couple of the other teams to slip up. The difference now is that Arsenal wouldn't just have to slip up. They'd have to lose, you know, a draw previously. That would have been a decent result. And, you know, you could certainly see a Tottenham or maybe even an Aston Villa today doing something against them. But it becomes that little bit. I think it's hard, really, to make the case for Liverpool going and winning all six of the games. It is very much a case at this time of the season that you get momentum. You win one, that leads you into the other. maybe, you know, you've got a few injuries or maybe you've got a few knocks, it doesn't matter so much. But when it's the other way around and you're struggling to score a goal, let alone win a game, it can work the other way. It can go the other way. And you just hope, really, that the last few games of Jurgen Klopp don't tail off and Liverpool don't lose two or three more games. They've got to finish the season strongly. They've got to do what they did last season, really, and set up the start of next season with, you know, a strong finish, no matter where they come in the Premier League. But yeah, it's hard to look past being deflated, I think, at this point. You could sense that within the stadium. You could sense that with the players at the end. And I think you can probably sense that from the post-match podcast as well.
You think we're being negative? You should see some of the comments coming in. I've put a few of them on screen throughout the podcast so far on Facebook and YouTube, because we are live and obviously everyone is very deflated, understandably so. The crowd here, I thought they were pretty good today. They made noise from start to finish. They did try and G the team up, but it just felt like something wasn't right. And the fact that this is a Liverpool side that have ground out before when they shouldn't, any means, have found a way to win away at Newcastle, to turn a 3-2 defeat to Fulham here with 5-10 minutes to go into a 4-3 win, that last-minute winner against Forest. There's a few moments like this where they have managed to get it over the line and it's now just deserted and their belief is gone. And it's going to be hard for the new manager to pick it up, but maybe Liverpool need that fresh start, a new eye on things, a couple of new bodies to give the squad energy. Like we saw how Arsenal have come from absolutely nowhere to be title challengers again. And Liverpool, it's been a roller coaster under Jurgen Klopp. I think we can all say now that his actual peak side was 2018 to 2020. It's just a shame that the pandemic stopped us seeing more from them. And while this side has got the seeds to go on and achieve great things, it's not going to be under Jurgen Klopp, which is a massive shame. There's not going to be any big sunny finale here. Maybe they can have a few wins to round off and comfortably get top three, maybe top two. What we saw it last season, where was it Newcastle? They looked certain to be top three and then they just fell apart slightly. So United could sneak it. I will ask for a NordVPN, our sponsors, player of the match, because I think there were a couple of positives out there. One of them, for me, Andy Robertson. I thought he had another really impressive game. He was getting forward a lot, and that goal line clearance in the first half was superb. There was a slip from Virgil van Dijk, and I think everyone in the stadium's thinking, oh God, Steven Gerrard moment there. Mateta runs onto it. He dinks over the returning Alisson, but Robertson comes from absolutely nowhere, sprints the line, doesn't give up, and hooks it clear. He was really good going forward again, and you can tell he's been out for half the season, that he's so hungry to step up, and he's got the energy now to try and get things going for Liverpool. It's just a shame none of his teammates can say the same. Do you agree? Is it Robertson for you, or you got anyone else you want to think did deserve some credit after that disappointing display?
Yeah, I think Robertson was definitely up there. I think it was a good thing to have Alisson back. I think he made a couple of decent saves. There was a couple of counters that he managed to spring with his distribution as well, which I think is something that you do notice when, obviously, Keller is in goal. He's very, very good at that as well. But there is, you know, a level of difference between the two of them. So I think he was definitely one. Van Dijk, slip aside, probably didn't do a great deal wrong, I would say. There was probably, you know, a few poor performances around him, but I think he generally kept Liverpool ticking. And certainly in the second half, he kept Liverpool penned Crystal Palace back, and he managed to sort of stem the tide. Up until that point, there had been a few counter-attacks, but they were kind of snuffed out towards the end. So I think those of the starters were probably the ones that you'd look at. I thought Cody Gakpo did a decent job off the bench. The ball into Curtis Jones, when I don't know how he managed to put that wide, but the ball into him at least was really impressive. And that was another good performance, I think, from him off the bench. That's probably two or three in a row now where we've seen a little bit of an improvement from him. But yeah, it's hard to look past Robertson, but it wasn't as bad as Atalanta. But equally, it wasn't a case of there was anybody who really could shout from the rooftops that it should be them.
Yeah, it's just another disappointing day for Liverpool. And I think it's one, I saw it coming. I was thinking after Atalanta, you heard my negativity in the car on the way back, that's them done now. I think we can sort of go, yeah, that's very much the case now. Maybe Liverpool can get a couple more players back from injury and they can find a bit of form. I suppose it's only Stefan Pesetic now who's yet to make his first team come back, because it's looking like Thiago won't kick a ball for the club again. But Alisson, he's still come back in a business end of the season, as has Trent, as has Jota. It's just a shame that the likes of Darwin Nunez have lost form at this vital time. I think that's all we've got time for today, because otherwise we're going to be ripping our hair out and probably start crying or something. Some of the, you and the comments seem to be very, very negative and not too happy with the players and the manager after another disappointing day for Liverpool. It is their first league defeat at Anfield since, what was it, Leeds United? Was that October 2022? Seems a long, long, long time ago. But when it's Liverpool losing back-to-back games at Anfield, it's very rare. But it does.
First time since COVID, isn't it?
Back-to-back. You know the wheels have come off when it happens. Hopefully, Liverpool can regroup by the time they go to Italy on Thursday. But then we said hopefully they can regroup for this one, and they haven't. It just feels like the wheels are coming off at the wrong time. But yeah, I think that's all we've got time for. We'll have the Blood Red podcast again tomorrow for further therapy after this fatal blow against Crystal Palace. And then we'll start looking ahead to, can Liverpool pull off the comeback of all comebacks in Italy against Atalanta in the Europa League? And then next week it's, what, Fulham away in the Premier League? Another tough ground to go to. Liverpool drew there in the League Cup earlier in the season in much happier circumstances. Hopefully we can get a bit more of that sprinkling of gold dust back. But yeah, until next time, I've been Theo Squires. This is Matt Addison. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all your comments. And hopefully you have an enjoyable rest of your Sunday. Liverpool haven't ruined it too much. Thanks again.